This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Koch Agriculture. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
It's been another decent week of export sales in the grain markets. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride provided an analysis of this week's report.
Well, it was neutral across the board for corn, beans, wheat, meal, oil. We got 881,000 tons of corn. That was in the middle of the range of estimates, 500 to 1.1 million. On the beans, it was at the upper end of the range at just shy of 1.4 million tons. So it came in at 1.372 million tons. So it looked good. Another decent week of sales here for us. Weekly exports for wheat, again, fairly strong, not bullish, but fairly strong, 632,000 tons sold as well.
McBride also offered some advice on how farmers can take advantage of the rally in soybean meal.
Well, what we've seen here recently is we've seen the meal market continue to be strong. Those meal sales were actually very good this week. They were at the upper end of the range of estimates. So that continues to do the heavy lifting on the in the bean complex and help pull those beans up a little bit. Corn itself finding some support along with those beans. So we've got to use this time of the year that if we do get some rallies to maybe lock in some hedges or get some final cash sales before everything goes in the bin and just sits there over the winter. So use these rallies as opportunities to make sales. We don't see anything that really leads us to think that these rallies are going to turn into much more than what we've already seen here. Just a little bit higher is what the projection is for soybeans and corn. Actually, a 2.1 billion for carryout does project us quite a bit lower than where we're at. So we've got to take advantage when we see these markets catch a little bit of headwinds here.
For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.